It's music's greatest decade, beginning with Billboard's number one hit on January 7th, 1950, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and ending with Frankie Avalon's Why on December 28th, 1959. The 1950s was truly music's greatest decade. Tom Tirando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles from 1950 through 1959, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds of the 50s, or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tirando with the songs from another year of the 1950s, music's greatest decade.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to episode number 3 of Music's Greatest Decade, a review of the number one hits of the 1950s, year by year. This week, the top songs of 1952. But before we get to the music of 1952, let's take a look at some notable events and information from that year. Dwight Eisenhower elected president over Adlai Stevenson by a wide margin. Republicans gained control of the White House and both houses of Congress. Princess Elizabeth of Britain coronated queen upon the death of her father, King George VI. U.S. begins construction of their first nuclear submarine, the Nautilus, and the U.S. detonates the world's first hydrogen bomb. The first contraceptive pill was developed in 1952, and Dr. Jonas Salk develops the polio vaccine. In the entertainment world in 1952, the popular movies were Limelight, High Noon, and The Greatest Show on Earth. Songs, It Takes Two to Tango, Your Cheatin' Heart, and Wheel of Fortune, which will kick off our show tonight in a minute. TV shows in 1952, Our Miss Brooks, Jackie Gleason, I Love Lucy, Dinah Shore, Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, George Burns, and Gracie Allen. Books, The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway, East of Eden, John Steinbeck, The Grass Harp, Truman Capote, and The Power of Positive Thinking, Norman Vincent Peale, and the Revised Standard Version of the Bible were all published in 1952. Microwave ovens were made available for domestic use for the first time, but get this, the first models were the size of refrigerators and cost over $1,200. In March of 1952, K-Star's Wheel of Fortune took over as the number one hit in the new year, so we'll start right there. Wheel of Fortune was written by Benny Benjamin and George David Weiss and published in 1951. It was originally recorded in 1951 for RCA. Several hit versions of Wheel of Fortune were released in 1952, but the most successful version was by K-Star, whose recording reached number one in the U.S. in March of 1952, staying there for about 10 weeks. Other hit versions in 1952 came from Dinah Washington, Bobby Wayne, the Cardinals, and the Bell Sisters. And yes, the song was also used in Wheel of Fortune television. Here's K-Star with Wheel of Fortune. Oh, wheel of
name, oh, Wheel of Fortune. I'm hoping somehow, if you'll ever smile on me, please let it be now. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune or even fame. While the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be yearning, yearning.
That song you just heard, Blue Tango, is an instrumental composition by Leroy Anderson, written for orchestra in 1951 and published in 1952. It was later turned into a popular song with lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. Numerous artists have recorded and covered Blue Tango over the years. Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra recorded Blue Tango at the Manhattan Center on January 22nd in 1952. Les Baxter and his orchestra released a version of Blue Tango on Capitol Records which first reached the Billboard bestseller chart on March 14th in 52 and lasted 9 weeks. A recording of the song by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians was released by Decca Records. That version reached Billboard's bestseller chart on April 11th, 1952 and lasted 10 weeks, peaking out at number 16. Here in My Heart was written by Pat Gennaro, Lou Levinson, and Bill Borelli, and published in 1952 and performed by Al Martino. It hit Billboard's number one chart in June of 1952 and remained there for 2 weeks. Al Martino made history with the first number one on the UK singles chart on November 14th of 1952. Here in My Heart remained in the top position for 9 weeks in the UK, setting a record for the longest consecutive run at number one. In 1961, Martino re-recorded the song, although it only reached number 86 on Billboard's Top 100 chart. The track was Martino's only UK number one hit. His subsequent releases failed to reach the top of the chart, and his final UK chart appearance was in 1973 when a reissue of Spanish Eyes reached the top five. But right now, here's Al Martino and Here in My Heart.
Listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Delicato is a popular song published in 1952 with music by Valder Azevedo and lyrics by Jack Lawrence. That version, recorded by Percy Faith and his orchestra, reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1952. Stan Kenton and Dinah Shore recorded successful cover versions. Oscar Alleman recorded a version for a guitar. A version was also recorded by the British bandleader and conductor Stanley Black, and Tito Cortez recorded a version which included lyrics. Up next, Auf Wiedersehen, or Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart, a song written by German composer Eberhard Storch around 1950. Storch wrote the song for his wife Maria while he was passing time in a local hospital. This recording by Vera Lynn features accompaniment by soldiers and airmen of HM Forces and the Johnny Johnston Singers. It reached Billboard's chart in 1952. Currently, Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart is a song by British artists that made the Billboard pop chart behind Candle in the Wind in 1997 by Elton John, and We Found Love by Rihanna with Calvin Harris. In addition, for more than 12 years, Lynn was the only female solo artist from the UK to have a number one hit in the United States, a feat finally matched by Downtown by Petula Clark in January of 1965. Here now is Vera Lynn and Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart.
Again, don't let the teardrops start. With love that's true, I'll wait for you.
But just remember, darling, all the while,
remember when a dream appears. You belong to me.
That song is credited to Chilton Price, Pee Wee King, and Red Stewart. Price, a songwriter at Wave Radio in Louisville, had written the song in its entirety as Hurry Home to Me, envisioning the song as an American woman's plea to a sweetheart serving overseas in World War II. King and Stewart slightly adjusted Price's composition musically and lyrically, shifting the focus from a wartime background into a kind of universal song about separated lovers and changing the title to You Belong to Me. The first recording of the song in February 1952 was by Joni James, who had seen the sheet music in Chicago, and the lyrics attracted her. She recorded the song in Chicago, and it was released in March on the local Sharp Records label. That cover version by Joe Stafford became the most popular version issued by Columbia Records. It was Stafford's biggest hit, topping the charts in both the United States and the UK. It first entered the United States chart on August 1 of 1952 and remained there for 24 weeks. A decade later, a version of the song by the Dupree's also made the Billboard Top 10, reaching number 7 in 1962. But You Belong to Me has made the rounds in the last 60 years or so. Listen to this. The song figures prominently in the 1953 movie Forbidden, starring Tony Curtis and Joanne Drew. A solo acoustic version was recorded by Bob Dylan for the 1992 album Good As I've Been to You. The recording surfaced 2 years later in the soundtrack for the 1994 film Natural Born Killers. A loop of Joe Stafford's introduction was used by Caviar in The Good Times Are Over repeatedly throughout that song. You Belong to Me has also appeared on many soundtracks. Vonda Shepard's cover was used frequently on the TV series Ally McBeal. A version by Jason Wade was part of the soundtrack to the 2001 animated film Shrek. And singer Tori Amos also recorded the classic for the Julia Roberts film Mona Lisa Smile in 2003. And finally, actress Rose McGowan sang it on the soundtrack for the Planet Terror segment of the 2007 film Grindhouse.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, my dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. Goodbye to my happiness. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh and then whispered goodbye, goodbye to my happiness. Oh, your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing.
Written and composed by Jesse May Robinson and published in 1952, I Went to Your Wedding is a report of a wedding attended by the ex-lover of one of the parties being married, who obviously is still in love with the person to whom it's addressed. While the lines, "You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness," might suggest the song being directed to a female, the best-known versions of that song have been sung by female singers, presumably to male ex-lovers. The version you just heard was recorded by Patti Page on August 6, 1952, and issued by Mercury Records. It entered the Billboard chart on August 22, 1952, lasting 21 weeks and reaching number one on the chart. I Went to Your Wedding also afforded Patti Page a number one hit in Australia.
Promise more.
why don't you believe me? It just isn't fair. Here is a heart that is lonely. Here is a heart you can take. Here is a heart for you only.
Joni James and Why Don't You Believe Me, a popular song written by Lou Douglas, King Laney, and Roy Rodd, and published in 1952. That recording by Joni James reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1952, competing versions by Patti Page reaching chart position number four, and Margaret Whiting reaching chart position number 29, also charted in 1952. The B-side to Patti Page's version was the well-known song Conquest on the Cashbox label, where all versions were combined. The song also reached number one in 1952. And as we wrap up another edition of Music's Greatest Decade tonight, we finish with a Christmas classic. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, with music and lyrics by British songwriter Tommy Connor, first recorded by Jimmy Boyd in 1952. The song has since been covered by many artists, the most famous of which is attributed to the Jackson 5. The original recording by Jimmy Boyd, recorded on July 15, 1952, when he was 13 years old. It reached number one on the Billboard Pop Singles chart in December of 1952. The song describes a scene where a child walks downstairs from his bedroom on Christmas Eve to see his mom kissing Santa Claus. The lyrics conclude with the child wondering how his father will react on hearing of the kiss, little knowing that, in fact, his father is in the Santa Claus costume. Boyd's record was condemned by the Roman Catholic Church in Boston when it was released on the grounds that it mixed kissing with Christmas. Boyd was photographed meeting with the Archdiocese to explain the song. After the meeting, the ban was lifted. Popular versions of the song were released by the Ronettes, Molly B., Bobby Sherman, Andy Williams, the Beverly Sisters, the Four Seasons, the Jackson 5, as we mentioned, Reba McEntire, Mitch Miller, John Prine, Sammy Sanchez. The list goes on and on. So for the second time in 3 weeks, we'll feature a Christmas song in our annual rundown of number one hits of the 1950s. So we'll say so long for another edition of Music's Greatest Decade, while you say hello to Jimmy Boyd.
Ooh, 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 she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. What a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tirando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles from the 1950s on Music's Greatest Decade.